This week's parsha is Parshas Nitzavim. The parsha begins in Perachav Tes, Pasuk Tes. The pasuk says, "Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem." You are standing today, all of you, before Hashem your God. Rosheichem, your heads; Shifteichem, your tribes; Ziknechem, your elders; Veshotreichem, your officers. Kol Ish Yisrael, all the men of Israel. Pasuk Yud, Tapchem, your children; Neshechem, your women; V'gercha, Sher Bekarav Mechanecha, and the convert who is in the midst of your camp. Mechol Tev Eitzach, from the hewer of your wood; as Sho Ev Meimecha, to the drawer of your water, for you to pass into the covenant of Hashem your God, and into his oath that Hashem your God forges with you today. Pasuk Yud Beis, Laman Hakim Oscha Yom Lo La'am, in order to establish you today as a people to him, as a nation. V'hu Yalecha L'Elokim, and he, God, will be to you for a God, like he spoke and like he swore to your forefathers, to Avram, Yitzchak, and to Yaakov. The pasuk begins, the parasha begins, Atem Nitzavim Hayom, you are standing today, all of you, before Hashem your God. What is the significance of this pasuk? So Rashi tells us, according to the Medrash, Rashi says, "Lama nismicha parshas atem nitzavim laklados." Why was the parsha of "you are standing" put right after the close? In Parshas Kisavo, we have 98 klados, curses, tochacha, rebuke, terrible, horrific tragedies that will fall the Bnei Yisrael. And right after that, Moshe says, "You are standing today." So why was atem nitzavim put after the klados? Rashi answers, according to the Medrash, "Lefisha shama Yisrael," because when Israel heard the klados, in addition to the klalos in the end of Sefer Vayikra, Perachav Vav, Parshas Bichukosai, Horiku Pneihem, their faces turned green, like from the word Yarok. When a person becomes ill, when a person becomes sick, it's like they have a green pallor to their face. Their faces became green. Va'amru, and they said, Miyucho La'amod Beilu, who could bear all these terrible curses? They thought, that's the end, there's nothing, our nation's over, we can't stand it. Hitcho Moshe L'paisa, Moshe began to appease and console them, and he said, Atem Nitzavimim, you're standing today, meaning harbehi chastam l'makom. It's true, you made God very angry. Nevertheless, he has not destroyed you. Behold, you are still standing before him. So the words atem nitzavim hayom kulcham afnei Hashem Elokeichem was meant, as the Medrash, as an appeasement by Moshe Rabbeinu to the Bnei Yisrael. Their faces turned green, as if a person's about to faint or pass out, after they heard the 98 klalos in Kisavo, in addition to all the klalos in Bichukos. They thought, that's it, it's over. Moshe said, no, you're still standing here today. However, Rabbi Yisachar Frand in the Sefer, Rabbi Frand on the Parsha, has an incredible, tremendous interpretation of this pasuk with this medrash. And Rabbi Frand says as follows. The commentators are puzzled. Moshe seems to be taking the wind out of his own sails. First, he lists all of the horrible curses to scare the Jewish people into obedience, to put the fear of the Lord into them. The threat of the curses in Kisavo accomplished their purpose. The people were terrified. Then all of a sudden, they're so afraid that Moshe Rabbeinu says, you know what? Okay, it's not so bad. You don't have to be so scared. You're still standing before Hashem your God. You're still entering the covenant. So which one is it? Does he want us to be afraid of the klalos and the tochacha and Kisavo? Or does he want us to stand in the face of these klalos and say, no, we're entering into a covenant with God? In the words of Rabbi Frand, wasn't he defeating his whole purpose by taking the sting out of the tochacha? And now Rabbi Frand gives us such a powerful answer that I think applies to all of us in our lives. Quote, the answer is, there is a vast difference between healthy fear and hopelessness. It is a good thing to be realistically apprehensive about the future. However, it is unhealthy to live in a fool's paradise, believing you can do as you please without suffering any consequences. So we must have a healthy apprehension about our actions and the consequences of our actions. However, hopelessness is destructive. Yeush, utter despair, demoralizes, debilitates, and reduces a person to a ball of quaking jelly. I know it sounds a little funny, but that's how Rabbi Fran writes it. When a person is overtaken by hopelessness, so that is different than healthy awareness of a certain event coming in the future. We have to be aware, we have to prepare, we have to work through whatever issue is there. We have to be aware that in the future this issue may cause certain challenges to arise, but hopelessness is destructive. Hence, Moshe saw the Jewish people, Am Yisrael, had gone beyond fear when they heard the Klalos and Kisavo. They now lost hope. They threw in the proverbial towel. Therefore, he had to calm them down until they recovered their hope. And all that they felt was a healthy apprehension, but not an overwhelming, paralyzing fear. The Gemara tells us, says Rabbi Fran, that after the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, Kol Hasha'arim Ninalim Chutz Meshari Dima, all the gates of prayer were closed, except for the gates of tears. The gates of tears are the channel of the last resort for prayer. And Chazal assure us that even though there's a Mechitas HaBarzel, an iron partition from the time of the Beis Hamikdash separating us between us and our Father in heaven, nevertheless, there's a way for us to bypass that iron partition. It's through the gate of tears. When a person cries, Shifri Kamaim Libech Nochach Pnei Hashem, they pour out their heart like water. The tears pour out before God. Hashem does not turn that away. And the gate of prayers is never closed. But, asks the Kotzker Rabbi, if the gates are never closed, says the Kotzker, why do you need a gate at all? What a tremendous kasha. I've known that teaching, Kol HaShe'arim Nen'alim Chutz Mishardima, Miyam Shechar V'Hamikdash, it's brought down in Maseches Brachos, Lamed Beis, Amed Beis. The Rabbi Fran also quotes it from Maseches Bava Metzia. So why do you need a gate, says the Kotzker, if the gates of tears aren't closed, so you don't need a gate. Remove the gate and leave the entranceway wide open. What do you learn from the fact that there's actually a gate of tear? And now we say the gate of tears is open. It's never locked. So what does that mean? Says the Kotzko, there are some tears that do not get through. The gate screens out tears of desperation and hopelessness. Yeush, despair, giving up, is not considered a prayer to the Almighty. We have to distinguish between a healthy sense of awareness of the future and of our challenges and of a destructive sense of hopelessness when nisyonos befall us. While despair, says Rabbi Fand, is not considered a prayer to the Almighty, and the gate of tears screens that out. On the other hand, if a person feels Hashem is his only hope for salvation, if he calls out from his innermost feelings and thoughts, if he rings out the cries of his heart and soul and sends those hope-laden tears heavenward, although avda tikvatenu, when he sends his hope-laden tears heavenwards, there are no barriers in heaven to a prayer of this sort. Those tefillos, not of Yeush, but of Tikva, travel directly to the heavenly throne. And now Rabbi Fran concludes with a mamish, a ha'ara, a chiddush, I never thought of before, and it's absolutely tremendous. One of the most famous reasons that we are called Yehudim after the tribe of Yehuda is because Leah, when she had Yehuda, right at the end of Perek Chavtes in Bereishis, she said, "Hapam Oda Es Hashem, Al Kain Karashima Yehuda, Batam Od Miladis." It's the last pasuk of Perek Chavtes in Bereishis. She had a child and she said, "This time I will give thanks to God," and she called his name Yehuda. So I have always known that we are called Yehudim after Shevet Yehuda because we are people who gives thanks. First words out of our mouth every day is Moda Ani, thankful am I. However, Rabbi Fran quotes an entirely different reason why we are called Yehudim. He quotes the Ishbitzer Rebbe, who connects this idea, we must have a healthy sense of awareness of the future, but not despair or Yeush, where we give up. The Ishbitzer connects this concept with the very essence of Jewish identity. The name Jew, we are called Jews, Yehudim, is derived from the tribe of Yehuda, as in the Hebrew name Yehudi. Why are all Jews known by the name of one tribe? We could call Shimon, Reuven, Gad, Asher, Naphtali. Why after Yehuda? Because, says the Ishbitzer, in the name of Rabbi Fran, or I should say, says Rabbi Fran in the name of the Ishbitzer, when the brothers stood accused of theft before Yosef in Egypt, when they were risking that Benjamin was going to be in prison, when the viceroy tyrant seemed to be going crazy before him, when all hope seemed lost, who stepped up to save the brothers? Vayigash elav Yehuda, vayomer bi Adoni, yedaberna avdecha beaznecha ki kamocha kaparo. Who stepped up when the brothers had complete despair, when they thought all hope was lost, when they were tearing kriya because the gavia was in the bag of Binyamin, when they thought it's over? The Torah tells us Yehuda stepped up to argue in their defense when all hope seemed lost, when faced with overwhelming weight of evidence against them and their guilt was before them. Quote, says Rabbi Fan, Yehuda never gave up. This is the definition of a Jew. This is a person who knows the Almighty will never abandon him. A person who knows how to have tikva in the face of nisyonos and not yeush. Hence, atem nitzavim hayam kulcham lefnei Hashem elkeichem. It's true you heard klalos. It's true you're afraid. It's true you heard 98 statements of curses. Have a healthy sense of awareness. Be prepared for the future. But you can stand through it. Don't let your faces turn green. No, you can stand before God. Ein lanu amili hisha'ein ala alavinu shebashamayim. We have no one upon to whom rely, only our Father in heaven. When we do not lose hope, when we channel healthy tears to the Ribono Shel Olam, then be'ezrat Hashem, certainly we will all see the Yeshuos that we are davening for. Have a wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos. Thank you so much for learning with me.